I stand here without fear because I remember. I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here! Today, let us make them remember. We are not afraid!
And a beard. Here on Declare Your Independence from your understand, Cocker and Phoenix, Arizona, I am from the beautiful studios of Freedoms and Last Dreams, Phoenix.com. Oh, he's a good one. Okay, so I like this Patriot Pier, just the attitude. Now they're going, he goes, I know, man. Don't you think that they would use it to go and out and kind of not see that guy and you're one of them? Kind of, and he goes, yeah. Would you do it if they did it? Nah, probably not. You know, so that means, what does that tell you? It's a little psychological thing right there. So I'm with you because the bad guys already know. They know. They know about, you know, Amazon knows more about me than me. Yeah, they always go, you know, we think you want to see this movie next, don't you? Maybe I do. You know, so we got to take it back, man. Take it back. Well, here in Arizona, this smart cities thing is going to be a good foundation for all of this stuff. It's just, this is going to be fun. It's going to be like barrelfish, but they don't like it none too much. I don't go after any individual. You know, this guy, that guy, it doesn't matter. They're just insulation for this whole thing if they rule me. So I'm just, yep, we're going to have some fun. 2020, yeah. Okay, now we have, is he coming? All right, Ben Sigmund, we're going to do an introduction of who we're supposed to have on this hour and have him sign in the Zoom. Hey, yo, what's up? Get all signed in and stuff. So, you know, here we go. I'll go ahead and do the bio. And if he's not there, I got other stuff to talk about. All right, Ben's love for technology, especially disruptive technology, has been his North Star since he was in grade school. His passion for the innovative field led to creating and operating a successful IT consulting company focused on enterprise system infrastructure and security for over 14 years. Ben is optimistic and excited about the future of disruptive technology and is now a major player in an industry he has loved for so long. Ben Sigmund. Ben has been a longtime advocate and supporter of open source software and blockchain. As an early proponent of blockchain, he started mining Bitcoin and Litecoin in 12. In 16, he began investing in altcoins ICOs. He was a pivotal member of the EOS mainnet launch in 18. See Ben Sigmund here, blah, 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 and has been entrenched in pioneering EOS projects since their inception. All right, cool. Current project that we're going to talk about is Sense.chat, Sense.chat, decentralized off-chain P2P, peer-to-peer messaging via EOS namespace authentication. Wait. Is this pirate communications? Is this hailing frequencies invisible to the crown? Is this part of the FreeOS thing? That's why they call it FreeOS. These guys. Squirrel is a slick UX portfolio tracker for crypto assets. And, that's kind of an app maker. White Rabbit is an ICO discovery tool tracking app that, you know, yada, yada, yada. And I wanted to talk about Sense.chat. All right, his personal interest, Ben and his white hat hacker friends attend DEF CON every year where he routinely wins hackathons. He is a proud member of the EFF and a huge fan of J.P. Barlow, whoever that is. EFF, Electronic Frontier Electronic Frontier Foundation. I think that's what it is. And they're rarely act. They're just highlight certain cases. Sometimes they'll take on stuff. But Ben Sigmund. That's a good show. We should talk to him. Get on Zoom. All right, you know Ben Sigmund. Give him a call. Tell him what's up. You know. So anyway, Donna did. She always communicates with him and sends reminder emails and the links. I tell you what the problem generally has been. Is they accept You know, but it's a Zoom thing. And then they get on and go, okay, I got to install it. Oh, man, I got to install it. So they wait till the last minute and, you know, and stuff happens. So maybe we'll get them on here. Now, the Sense token is moving to EOS. So I guess it was Ethereum, and now they're going over to EOS for some of the features there. Yeah, Ethereum, for a lot of this private stuff, it just seems so complex. You know, I remember we've interviewed Vitalik Buterin several times, and it's just to get him to explain it as, I go, is it operating system? What are you trying to do? Layers and getting smart contract. And it's a, you know, computer geek thing. And it's just hard to get an answer, you know, but I guess it does lots of stuff. All right. So Donna's working on trying to get him on. And if we don't, we'll get him on in the future, because I think this would be cool. So it's provably secure video messenger and wallet. That's what he's promoting, that sense.chat. Let's go take a look at it while we're here. What the hell? All right, you go sense.chat. Sense, here, I'll show you. Sense.chat. Hey, what is that? Yeah, I put up a bunch of windows I want to work on or see or look at, and I just never get to it, and then I clear it out one of these days. All right, provable secure video messenger and wallet. Provably secure. Sounds like pirate communications to me. Allows you to safely chat and transact with your friends and family, share EOS and Sense with the built-in wallet. Okay, so FreeOS has kind of created, you know, kind of the same thing, except they're like a community. They're on, you know, they want to be a private community, and then, you know, so this is, man, they're just popping up everywhere. Connect directly, secure chats. Connect securely through the blockchain to anyone in the world without sharing your identity unless you want to. All right. Peer-to-peer video calls. Private video chat that connects you directly without storing your data, not through a centralized server. Really? Well, they say that on Snapchat, and then you tell a 13-year-old that those are really stored somewhere, and the little girls go white. I've seen it happen. They're thinking all the stuff that they shared, and I'm going, yeah. So we'll find out. Crypto-friendly messenger. Sense.chat is a messenger for the crypto generation. Earn, send, and receive digital assets as you chat. Damn. See, we're getting all piratey here. You just start doing it, and it just starts happening, and people start coming on, and we show you what's up. You know, this is, you know, the exactly what I had hoped would happen. There's a need. You express a need. There's a market for there. There's a market for privacy. There's a market for, you know, anonymity. There's a market for speed. There's a market. The market. Who's going to fill this market? If I keep bitching, whining, moaning, going out market, two things happen. One, makes the market bigger for it. And two, people start creating it. Okay. Why? Because people want it. Why people want it? Because, you know, we just keep talking about it. Why are we talking about it? Because we need it. And, God, you know, freedom. There's an app for that. You know, I just, you got quantum reality. This is what, you know, the listeners of this show for years. All right. This is what I mean. Whenever I want to do something, you know, I want to get something done. I want to make use of an app. You know, I want to have, a feature digital, or even I'm going to go buy on Amazon, or I should stop saying Amazon and go shopping, whatever. But I go shopping, you know, Groupon may not even be any better. But that's what happens when you search for certain things. Oh, and they also wanted to have this, and they wanted to, it's the smartness of the crowd, the intelligence of the crowd, the opinion of the crowd. Well, they go, yeah, don't you want the, yeah, that is something I was looking for. Absolutely, right? I click, I get that $14. Now, as you start talking, it works the same way when you're talking with people. We have the audience or so on. I'm going, yeah, I really would like, and they go, hey, that pings a connection. They, you know, the audience, somebody sees something. They go, yeah, you need to talk to this guy or this program or this thing. Then we make friends. They come on. I see them at events. I encourage them to go to certain events. I start seeing them there. They start promoting. I go, and I get to have a say on what the criteria is. That's what Pirates Without Borders is about. It's the standard. I want decentralized down to the individual, bite me. If it doesn't do that, then why are we talking? Well, when it does that, you need to talk to them. And I'm going, ooh, do we have some pirate goodies coming? And all I have to do is bitch about it. Bitch, 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 bitch. And then here it comes. Yep. Okay, and what's this called? Sense.chat, S-E-N-S-E. se.chat. And with encrypted secure video, supposedly. We'll find out.
From the sixth letter of Captain Mark. A pirate's life is characterized by voluntary interactions. Unfortunately, the Crown presses everyone into involuntary servitude. Landlubbers believe slavery was abolished years ago, but the Crown still claims to own us when it crimps us into service against our will. Given sufficient ambition, it would gladly draft thousands of hapless victims to kill or be killed. It's simply slavery by another name. Landlubbers are routinely commanded to serve the so-called justice system in jury duty. But before you swell with civic pride, consider that how you feel is irrelevant to the Crown. You will appear as ordered or face punitive measures. The Crown insists that you participate in your own oppression. A jury summons provides pirates with a unique opportunity to obstruct injustices. A juror can vote not guilty, even if it's proven the law was violated. A juror can acquit for any reason at all, and not even a judge can reverse that verdict. Receiving a jury summons is basically winning the sedition lottery. But if you reveal that you know this during jury selection, you'll probably be dismissed. If the Crown foolishly crimps a pirate into jury duty, it behooves the pirate to conceal their intention to nullify unjust laws. If a master takes 100% of your labor, it's called slavery. But if they only take 50%, they call it taxation. A difference of degree, not of kind. Whether the Crown claims a fortune or a cent is irrelevant. Most of all, a slave owner desires contented slaves, meaning thoughtless ones that accept their bondage. These house slaves see no contradiction in being drafted in a war to end slavery or summoned to a jury to prosecute tax evasion. An ideal slave knows no higher call than the master's will. The Crown's highest ambition is that its slaves revere the authority that subjugates them. But the Crown does not own me. I will not surrender my time and treasure to the Crown's ambitions. Join the conversation at piratewithoutborders.com.
To be a part of the show, call 602-264-2800, 602-264-2800, and now, Ernest Hancock.
Hello, hello, hello. Okay. So we're not going to be able to get Ben. It's a scheduler thing. Talked to the scheduler about scheduling, and we thought we had scheduled, rescheduled. So we'll do that. But I definitely want to do this. Ben Sigmund, Sense Chat, sense.chat. So make sure you go check that out. Now we can go take a looky-see at the news. Last night, you can go see the... bring my volume down a little bit. You can go see the show that we did with James Corbett. He just got back from vacation, and he went to Vietnam, where Brock West, his video editor, is. So he takes his two little kids and his wife, and he goes to Vietnam, and now he needs a vacation from his vacation, I'm sure. So it's he's back, and he just got back the night before we did the show and talking about, and he's just like, news. I tried to be on vacation, but he has to communicate with the people that want to sign up for all this stuff, and he's going, yeah, man, I got you taken care of, I approve, and he goes, I can't totally go away because people are signing up, he has to approve them and so on. So, but other than that, he took off. Well, there's a lot of news happening, man. It's just, we're having some fun. So let's go ahead and start going over some of the news and see what's up. All right. Here's your proof. The left has gone completely insane, Tim Kass, and this is what he was talking about, this hump thing that I keep going on about. It's you know, you're moving the hump. It's general public opinion. Now, David Icke, this story, We Are Changed, Luke Radowski's been following, going around and interviewing a lot of David Icke thing, because there has been a big, giant purging of any and everybody for everything, and he's definitely seeing it happen to everybody. And David Icke, you can't even, you know, do a movie showing, a theater. They get targeted and called, and we're gonna do this and that if you die, and they cancel. So I'm going, that's awesome. It's Barbara Streisand effect and everybody. And the Streisand effect, all right, just so those that don't know what that is. The Streisand effect was, there was a husband and wife couple, I think it was, as I remember. They were doing a coastline droning of the coastline all the way up from Mexico up through the west coast of the United States. And that'd be kind of cool to know where all the beaches are. You know, put it on warp speed, Ooh, where's that? I go there, visit there. Yeah, I'll build a house there. I'll go buy that there. You know, it's not like enough. There isn't enough coastline. You know, on the west coast of the Pacific coast, you go all the way up Baja, you know, in Mexico, and go in there, you know, and pick one. Well, as they were doing this, they went by, you know, in Malibu or something, and you see all those big homes and Tony Stark's place or whatever, right? So you go through, and Barbara Streisand, I want my house. They had my house on there. I want that. You know, everybody, anybody can go out and drone, take a picture of Barbara, somebody gives a crap. And they go, she goes, nope, no, I want it taken down. So what happened? Everybody went and looked at it. Okay, you don't want people to look? I'm going to go look. Oh, look, there's Barbara Streisand. I don't care. Okay? So it's called the Streisand effect. The more you bitch about it, the more people go and take a looky-see. Well, this is happening with all of this banning stuff. And I'm like, it's so predictable. And do they even realize? I don't care. All right. Pretext for war. Ron Paul did a thing on YouTube, a Liberty report. Pretext for war. Pompeo pushes Iran to quit nuclear deal. Now, Iran's being pretty smart about this. I mean, they're not, you know, geniuses, but, you know, they're, we're just going through the motions here and doing, we'll see, and just unpopularity of, and you guys being buttheads, and we know you just want our oil, and you want your puppet and on the throne or something. And it's always where the oil is. Venezuela. You look at the graph of Venezuela, and you go, wow, they have like twice as much oil as Saudi Arabia. Gee, I wonder what's going to happen. Oh, let's see. It's got, you know, secret ingredient. Oh, Narco Vegas. Oh, let's go take a looky-see at that. Now, they're going to be sending us banner ads. You know, I'm working with Kingsley Edwards on this and Aaron Nakamoto. And so Aaron wrote this event chain.io where you had their Narco Vegas sign up and so on, and Narco Vegas. So it's a Narco Poco, a Narcozona, and Narco Vegas now, and there's one in Philadelphia too. So it's just expanding all over, and I'm just, the bad guys may not dig it, but we'll see. The description is, anarchy is more popular than ever. The evidence? Events are popping up all over the world, outdoing many mainstream events. Freedom is an idea that cannot be killed, and its time has come. Everything from the idea to the infrastructure necessary to make it possible is coming to fruition. We believe in freedom and individual responsibility. We believe that we cannot force others to live a certain way, and we believe that good ideas do not require force. Oh, you bunch of anarchists. We have a responsibility to spread our message of individualism, freedom, and responsibility. We should listen, learn, and educate each other because we believe in this with all of our heart. We are bringing you the next great voluntarist event in the United States, Anarco Vegas. Anarco Vegas is an exciting two-day event jam-packed with thought-captivating speakers, parties, opportunities to learn new ways of living, a Candles in the Dark workshop with Amanda Rockwitz and Larkin Rose, where you will learn how to communicate effectively with people who do not think the way you do, and a free Ross fundraiser. More details will be released very soon. Please go to our website to see our speakers list and for more information on the event. So let's go to, they got the Narcopoco link here. I think they're still working on it. We'll see. Now, the tickets are $120 to $200, depending, and it's at the D Casino in Las Vegas. Now, Aaron Nakamoto was, I think, an event coordinator or marketer or something there when they were doing some Bitcoin thing. That's how she met Kingsley Edwards, and they became, you know, a couple. So working with them, this is going to be fun. They're of the right mind, and they're doing okay. They got, we want to add to the community, and we're going to go whip some ass. I'm like, boom, I'll help. Let's do it. Can I have a vendor table? Can we make a trail? We'll put it all in pump and whatever, and you get me in, and and we'll put some pirates to, yeah. And I go, boom, done. Yoo-hoo-hoo! Anarco Vegas. All right. Another fun time. July 19th to Sunday. That's Friday, July 19th to Sunday, July 21. So it's like, I don't know, 2.5 days or something like that. So this is it's like a little Freedom Summit thing up there. Are we going to go to Vegas? I think so. July 19th, 21st. We're available, right, Donna? We don't have like July 19th. To the 21st, Vegas. Want to go? Let's go. Let's go see a show. We go. Whatever I got to do, get you go. Yeah, we'll go. We'll drive. We don't have anything. Boom. Put it in. Narco Vegas. Yep. Come on. Come on, come on. All right, so we're going to have fun with that, and I want everybody to get in on that. That's going to be fun, 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 fun. Now we had an Arkansas that went well. They went to that too, and they're going, yeah, man, we could do this. Boom, here it comes. All right, let's see what else we got. Chelsea Manning will never testify, argues court should release her. Federal law only allows continued detention if there's a chance detention will force her to testify. not going to happen. I've already done, freaking solitary and whatever, and you get to take care of mine, and I'll make you pay for it. Put me in jail again. You got to pay for all my shots and stuff. It's all good. I go, all right. All right. Facebook calls Paul Joseph Watson dangerous. So they're banning him. You can't, forward links. You can't, dangerous to whom or what?
You can put the Liberty Radio Network on the air in your area. Visit broadcast.lrn.fm to learn how. Broadcast.lrn.fm.
Freedom's the answer. What's the question? You're listening to Ernest Hancock.
Okay, Donna's trying to get Ben Sigmund on right now, or he's going to link up with Zoom and everything. This is a referral from Matt White from Tribe, and he knows I've been talking about, this kind of stuff, and he's the guy, and it seems interesting. I'd like to talk to him. He's got a moment, and he's not up yet, and not my problem. All right, so what we're going to do is entertain you with the news and such, and I don't want to short, because it's the third hour, we can go long with it and so on, but I think I'd rather reschedule. It's too slow. So just go ahead, never mind. We'll just go ahead and reschedule, and maybe when we come back from Hawaii and so on. So, yep. Had your chance, man. But I am interested. I want you to, I don't know how communication is scheduled, some, but don't care. All right. Don't stress out Donna anymore, and she's already stressed out for me stressing her. Now, one of the things is I wanted to show you, Salt Lake Tribune seeks to become a nonprofit community asset. The hell does that mean? Okay. I want to know how you're going to make a newspaper a community asset. And what does that even mean? Owner Paul Huntsman, who bought Utah's largest newspaper in 16, confirmed his lawyers have approached the IRS about changing the Tribune from a privately owned business to a community asset. This will start if they do this, God forbid it even be successful. I don't even think they care if it's successful financially. They just want to be able to, I don't know what the hell they do. Is this a free press? If it's done with the government, we're going Soviet style. Are you kidding me? Though in its early stages, the move by the 148-year-old publication would mark the first attempt by a legacy U.S. daily to switch to nonprofit status, and comes as hundreds of print outlets across the country are strained due to plunging advertising revenues. In a twofold strategy, attorneys have already sought IRS approval to create an endowed nonprofit foundation to support independent journalism in Utah. Independent IRS. Yeah. With the Tribune as a major recipient of its largesse, the newspaper will also pursue its own nonprofit status, 501c3, in effect transferring its ownership from Huntsman to a public board. The newspaper currently cannot legally accept tax-deductible donations. So who would tax-deductible donate? Let's see. If it's Salt Lake, would it be the Mormon community? Or would they are against the Mormon community? Or, you're either for them or against them, one or the other. If you're in Salt, you're going to be a newspaper. We'll see how that goes. This is scary you. You first. Yeah, but if that doesn't matter. Would it matter? Does it matter? Are you going to read it because it said, does it matter? And that's one thing. Oh, I want to, this is a good example. Newsweek, the magazine, Time, Newsweek, that kind of thing. You go to the airport and you're seeing the cover, and it was constantly Obama, everything. Well, then when that ran, towards the end of the Obama administration, they put it up for sale. That's done. We'll sell it for, let's pick a price, a dollar. Because it had a lot of liabilities and bills and stuff. And they did that. Instead of going bankrupt, we're just going to sell Newsweek for a dollar. Who wants to buy it? Well, there was a congresswoman in Southern California whose husband was a gazillionaire, and he bought it for a dollar. I guess he, paid whatever. But then, of course, boom, immediately, Obama's on the front page again. Boom, boom, boom. You go to the airports, and that was part of the deal. So I'm going, all right, what's it worth to be able to have FaceTime in the airports and so on? To be able to, it's just all of that, from every vector you get this propaganda. And I'm going, okay, what if Newsweek went donation? What if Newsweek was a 501c in the board of directors of We Have, and this is what we're going to do, and onward, you know, whatever, soldier, to go ahead and I'm they're losing the battle, man. You know, it's like a lot of these apps and so on is like, yeah, we'll create our own news thing, and which is why Freedom's Phoenix was set up the way it was. There's so much more. This is what I want you to do. You want some homework? Go to the bottom of Freedom's Phoenix. Down here it says list of tutorials right here. You're watching the feed. You go tutorials. Now, this is probably 10 years old almost, or the last time I did this. But it's the stuff. It says Freedom's Phoenix tutorial, lots of new subscribers. Here's your answers. Now, the philosophy behind it and a lot of the tools and everything are explained here. You know, you just go in and you just start watching it. Boom. Yeah, it's 12 minutes, 29 seconds. And it walks you through it, and I just go, all right, it's this about that. You know, this is how you fill in here. This is how you use it as a tool for whatever. This is how you do the magazine. It's back when we first started the magazine, and now we got the newspaper. Oh, this is about translation. You know, a lot of times, you know, people don't know Freedom's Phoenix translates into 39 languages or more. And it just, you know, shows up in a different language. You know, you pick. Boom, boom, boom. This is the Arabic version. Because we have an Arabic Facebook and Twitter. Didn't know that, did you? Yeah. All the interesting stuff from we get from the West, I put, and we translate it in Arabic, and put in that. We've been doing that for, God, how long have we been doing this? It's like 8 years or more, you know, since 10, 11. So it's been, yeah, God, you know, decade. Damn. You know what I mean? A long time. You know, we're just going, hello. So this is a powerful activist tool, but we've been developing it. We keep developing. And now we're going to turn on, and a lot of the stuff we did have available for users and so on, but it was just heavy drain on servers. We had to have better technology we could afford. Well, now we can. We can afford it, and it's better technology for cheaper. So I'm like, nah, 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 but it didn't stop us from developing. We were like, nope, 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 nope. We're going to make sure you guys know this about that. There's so many. And here it shows the customization of the back end. You know, you have what's called your custom module. And you can get, you know, all your sports. You can get, you know, finance. You can get, you know, there's all kinds of different things that you can do. Comes into your feed to keep you on the site. You know, because that's what it's all about, engagement or whatever. But it wasn't just engagement to click and you get, and I get to sell advertising your database to the next guy of data mining of dip. It's not it. It is a subscription. It's a service. It's a feature that we have. Well, we're going to start emphasizing this more, but we got other stuff to do. The data, it doesn't matter how great and wonderful this is, if they're going to be able to block it. You know, if it's not going to be to where you can have immutability of data and it's always there and you get to do and they can't. I'm tired of putting investment in any platform or software. Oh, I've got to get the update. Oh, it's changed. Oh, and by the way, we just want to make sure you know. You got to fill out and punch the button that says, I totally agree to anal probe from the man. I totally agree. Well, no more agreeing. Not doing it. Okay, now this one article on Lou Rockwell by Roger Stone. Roger is called Nixon and Me. I haven't read it yet, but I'm going, ooh. And I haven't even read it, and I already know what it says. He's going because they got a restriction on what he can talk about and who and what. Well, he can say the same thing that's going on now by referencing historically what happened in other administrations that he's been involved with. He's been a Republican operative since forever, and he's got Nixon tattooed in the middle of his back. I mean, you know, what does that tell you? So I'm going, all right. So Roger Stone is, he's going to tell what's going on now, but a little inside on what's happening now in the Trump administration by using Nixon as an example without violating the order of something. And I'm going, all right, so we'll go read that. That's probably what he's doing. I don't know, but that's probably. Punish deniers. Germany wants to fine anti-vax parents up to $2,800. What does that mean? Oh, I got to tell you this. everybody's got their trolls and people and whatever. And there's this guy named Doug that Nussbaum, I think, you know, and whenever he doesn't like anti-vax, he always sends, you know, you're so stupid. You and you guys are stupid. I can't believe you're so stupid. You won't publish this because you're stupid. You know what I want to do and say about global warming and vaccine, you're stupid. And I'm going, we'll have a good argument. It's just got so old. Finally, you know, there's enough information out and people know, and he's still hammering this like he's a paid troll or something, which I'm going, is he, or is he just one of those guys that, all right, fine, I don't want to talk about it anymore. Get your ass on the show. Let's do it. Do it. Bring it on. Really? Okay. Well, I want to talk about, no. We're going to do the vaccine thing first. You get your spiel about we're all bad because we're not being part of the herd or something. So we'll do, you look forward to that in the next few weeks, and we'll have him on. I got time when we get back, we're going to do it. And that'll be interesting because you need to see from the other side what's their argument, what's their reasoning, how much they're getting paid. And we're going to find out. Doug, bring it on. We'll be right back.
This is Michael Dean from the Freedom Fiends. I've run websites since 1996 and have used over a dozen web hosts in that time. AgristHosting.com is the only one that hasn't broken my heart. Agrist Hosting's uptime and service is stellar, and their DDoS mitigation is the best I've seen. That's important because if you tell the truth in this world, you'll ruffle feathers. And some people will try dirty tricks to silence your voice. No matter what the haters hit us with, Agorist Hosting keeps our websites online. If you have a mission-critical commercial presence or a world-changing activism site, you cannot tolerate any skullduggery. So go with agristhosting.com. Have a WordPress or blog site, but you're not satisfied with performance or uptime? Or just want raw hosting? Want to pay with Bitcoin? Agrist Hosting specializes in high-performance hosting with personalized service. Go to agristhosting.com and click on the button that says Get Hosted. That's agristhosting.com.
Now that you've found the Liberty Radio Network at LRN.FM, you may want to help expose others to our great programs. To assist you in doing so, you'll find resources at promote.lrn.fm, including details on how to get a free bumper sticker, quarter-page flyers you can print out and distribute, banners for your website, as well as files that will allow you to make your own custom banners and graphics. Visit promote.lrn.fm and help bring new listeners to the Liberty Radio Network. That's promote.lrn.fm.
There are those that just want to be left alone, and those that just won't leave them alone. Which one are you? The Ernest Hancock Show.
Donna's talking to Ben Sigmund. All right, we're going to have him on tomorrow. Got the schedule all taken care of, and we'll talk about it tomorrow. Today would be a good time. It would have gone really good with the show, but it'll kick us off tomorrow. That'd be good. So we'll talk about that. Now, what I want to talk about now, the world's first seasteaders are now on the run for their lives. Have you guys remember this? Yeah, this broke a couple weeks ago. This is what happened. They built a out-in-the-ocean platform of thing, and they're out in the international, it'll bite me. And American software developer Chad Elwartowski and his Thai girlfriend, Suprani Theptit, made history earlier this year when they abandoned their landlocked lives and embarked on their shared journey as pioneers living on a seastead in the high seas. Living on a permanent floating dwelling in international waters was supposed to make them the freest people in the world. Can't have that. Instead, it made them a target of the Thai government, which is now threatening the couple with their lives. Pioneers on the high seas, working with Ocean Builders, a group of engineering-focused entrepreneurs who build these structures, see below, the couple used cryptocurrency to purchase their floating home. The seasteads Ocean Builders designs are octagons made of steel and concrete. The structures are inspired by the spar design of oil platforms that already exist out at sea, except they are not nearly as large, nor are they as expensive. So here it is. You know, we'll watch a little video here and kind of get a little what it looks like. So this is, they're living out on the old, and they got an upper deck, and they got their boat tied to, and they're just sitting there and partying, and we're out. And then the Thai government said, oh, hell no. life above the waves, and they threaten them with death. Out in the internet, death. You know, hell no death. All right. I want to talk to these people. Donna, take care of business. Let's go get some. So this is of great interest to me because they're highlighting this life out on the ocean. It begins. It always starts with somebody. Well, they want to make sure that somebody you're so freaking not allowed. Nope. So what do we get again? What happens again? What is it? What do we get? The Streisand effect. You're not allowed. Oh, so, you know, here, I'm telling you, you know, it's coming. It's just a cultural thing, worldwide generational thing. And where is it being funded from? All these young guys that went into crypto. They went outside the monetary system, and what are you going to do about it now? Well, something. Damn it. We're governments and stuff and got guns. So, all right. So the Dow, you got it scheduled for tomorrow. Which hour? Go on, Mike. I'm sorry.
Third hour?
Third hour tomorrow, so we can go long and do it. So what was this saying? He goes, hey, man, I didn't know. They didn't tell me.
He said he was on Zoom. He had a wrong link or a number or something. So whatever. So we're rescheduling for tomorrow. But he hadn't had a chance to really look at all of your stuff, so he was looking at it while I was talking to him. He goes, oh, that's pretty interesting. So he hadn't really...
Did he go to Pirates and stuff?
Or? Well, I'm going to send him all the stuff.
Yeah, but I
told him about that stuff, and it falls in line with everything that we're doing, and he'd like to at least talk about the app and all that.
So. All right. Well, so he's like, well, somebody should tell me these things. Okay, so we'll get it taken care of. You're dealing with schedulers and, you know, whatever. All right. So tomorrow, third hour, we'll get it. I like to talk about sense.chat, sense.chat. All right. So enough about that. We'll talk about that tomorrow. Now, the Dow drops over 1,000 points from the highs, really. Now, Bitcoin's at $6,000. It broke 6,000. But silver's down to 1479. What should I do? Silver. And, you know, and some crypto, selected cryptos. I do some cryptos. But, all right, so the Dow's going down, it's taking a dump. And all right, now this is one of the things I'll show you on Freedom's Phoenix that you can do and that I do, and it's very cool to do. You log in, and for me, I'll show you the custom module that you guys can have. We're going to be turning it on for everybody. I've been using this for a decade. We used to have it, but, you know, it took so much strain on our servers and so on, we had to stop it. But now we got, you know, upgraded stuff. We got upgrades. So this right here, this little, I'm showing in the audience here, this gets you to the custom module. Boom. See, custom module. There you go. So what I do is I go, all right, where's the Dow Jones? Okay, and I put that as a hot link so I can go see it. There it is. All right. It's minus 387 today. It's going down. Do I care? Does this mean anything? Does that? I don't care. You know, that's one thing about the Dow. It's top 30. I think it's the 30 industrialized stocks. But if you look 10 years ago, it's not even the same companies. When they fall below, and you're gone. You know, General Electric, gone. We'll put in somebody else. Who? You know, they're going to put in Amazon, Apple, Google, Facebook. I mean, you know, they're going to have these guys. They determine the economy. I'm like, yeah, might as well just be the government, man, the government. So I, you know, so this is the power of this. These are the hot links. You know, one of the other things, I can go straight to the magazines, custom links. I got that there. Favorites. Oh, this is my favorite. You go to favorites because, and it just, I go, yep, that's cool. Didn't talk about that. Okay, well, I'll delete that. I don't need that anymore. So that favorite is deleted. Now, how I do this is I go in and I'll go, what would be a favorite that I want to put up that I have on my thing and talk about later and do Narco Vegas? I go, all right. I want to go in and I want to save. All right, so I go into, where's my save? You know, kind of thing. Oh, I got to go into the, oh, that one's not a log. Here, let me re-log in. There. So I go in and I say, all right, I want to save link. So I go into my thing here. Dang it. It's got to log me in again. And you can sit there and go favorites. The reason is on Freedom's Phoenix, you have so many articles and you're going, damn. You know, I really wanted to save that one, but you know, and I lost it because there's so much stuff on here and you lose it. So you want to make sure that you get it so you can, you know, talk about it later in Arco Vegas. See, it says right there, save link. Boom. Now it linked to my favorites. So So now I have my own page inside Freedom's Phoenix that I can go to and look at my favorites. So I click on favorites and I saved it. There it is at the top. So it's, you go through and I go, ooh, I see that article. I see that one, that one, that one, that one. I want to save that one. I need that one. I don't want to forget about that one. I'll read that one later, later there. And this way you don't lose them. Here they are. See, and I got pages. I got like four pages of favorites, you know, here to talk about. So I'm going, all right, you know, we can, you know, go through all these. And I have, yeah, cool stuff from the cool, the days of the cool. I should go through and talk about these or delete these. But I do these so that, you know, things that are really cool stuff on Freedom's Phoenix and I want to share, I'll put it in here. Now, it makes you the smartest guy at the water cooler. You know, who wants to be the smart? Now it turns Freedom's Phoenix into a tool, which is what Facebook used to be. Now what happens? They ban links. They ban you being able to forward. They ban you being able to embed it. They ban. Now that was Chris Duane from Greatest Truth, Truth Never Told, and Golden State Mint, and he's, you know, a Silver Shield. He's all a silver guy. We've had him on for almost a decade. And what they did with his videos is they go, yep. Warning, this is a bad warning site, warning. Now you can watch it, but you got to log in. You got to, you know, they want to know who you is. Okay, well, I want to share it. I want to embed that video. Let's embed it. And I go, they go, you can't. Those features are off. Well, I want to comment. Nope, can't comment on it either. It's all the little vectors that they can do. And I'm going, you guys just keep doing that. That's good. You keep doing that. Why? Because it's just driving you to something else. It's creating, it's almost like it's on purpose. Are they, I, you know, and I like this Patriot Pier thing. He's like, yeah, we're out. No, here we are. Yeah, whatever. Log us in as, you know, again, yeah. Okay. All right. This is interesting. And what I've been screaming about for years, it was coming and there was nothing they could do to stop it. Because the technology was, can we be free? Can we? Freedom, there's an app for that, is there? Well, there's more and more and more and more and more. And the next time you have the, you know, the bank holiday, you know, next time it's going to be something like Greece or Cyprus goes down and, you know, what are we going to do? There's going to be an alternative. Greece went to bartering. I remember a big giant chunk of their economy because it's kind of been part of their culture anyway. And the same thing's going to happen all over the world. There's going to, and then you have apps for that. And you can start dealing in crypto and you have your own economy. And you, wow, it really sucks out there. Think about it. The Waltons. Remember that show? Yeah, you guys probably don't remember. In my generation, the 70s, I think it was